No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRio.com continues right now. Provided and powered by our sponsor at the Buzz CRM. It does take a lot here at Cannabis Rio. They're going to do so much and find a way to multitask and kind of micromanage our old processes to make sure we can go ahead and give and deliver all the programming that we do for the last 10 years. And we do it right now with the Buzz CRM. And it is your all-in-one solution with over 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing expertise, your potential, your expansion, with effortless automation, AI, handling your email, social media, customer inquiries as well, 24/7 chatbot widget available to make sure you're answering every question that your customer needs, personalized workflows, streamlining processes and nurturing leads with customized automation, connect with your customers through SMS text messaging, email, social media, and more, and you get a plethora of measurements and data statistics, the strata-driven decisions you get for tracking your success, detailed analytics for reporting so you never miss a lead. You can also use our unique missed callback text feature. So no matter what kind of business you are, if you're looking to get yourself marketing out there, you want to get your message to customers and make it where you don't have to go and build a big marketing team and put a lot of purse strings together to make it work. Come and look at what the Buzz CRM can do to get more bang for your buck and boost your marketing ROI. Get a free trial right now at thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com to learn more. So my next guest has been all of this here on Grassroots Marketing. It goes back to April of this year where my guest and I talked about Arise, their aeroponic cannabis cultivation and the business impact that they make in terms of the advantages of aeroponic cannabis cultivation and impact on the business. And so much more. We go back once again and welcome back to the program, Director of Marketing at Arise, A-E-R-I-Z, Ryan Thomas. Welcome back.
Thank you, Brasco. Thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we go back and look at what we talked about before. I would totally tell you to go ahead and go back and listen to the episode, which got published in May, by the way, here on Grassroots Marketing, about the journey for the early days in 2016, 2017. Where it is current day, dialing things into a level that allows consistent quality and production targets, and also talk about the complexities of marketing products, where there was the importance of consistent branding and messaging, and that success, you said, was aided by hiring passionate individuals with a strong connection to the cannabis culture, and really that helps to reflect in the product and resonating with the target audience. Now we move forward. Product line includes live rosin, batter, live resin, vapes, hash drops, edibles, among others, the full spectrum hash oil, very popular, and a lot of distinctions and quite a few awards have been awarded to Arise since we last talked. One of the things I saw that was put out in August by Marijuana Venture, Ryan, being put under the 40 under 40, and talking about the fact that you came in 2017 coming out of B2B project management before coming into the space, and you know what you learned from your management people skills from previous industries to come in here. And also finding a way to let your creative side shine. So real quick, the distinction of being put into that area right there at 30 years old, marketing director here, also young for being marketing director and being given the chance to go ahead and really, what you say, coming down to authenticity and not forcing a message to consumers, to push Arise and show what the product's all about?
Definitely couldn't do anything without the talented team that I have. So I think that that's something we've always prioritized, is like finding the right people, finding folks that have good communication skills and good kind of talents and creativity. And yeah, I mean, we've built like kind of a dream team over here. I mean, you know, over the course of the past 7 years or so. But yeah, I mean, our goal was to kind of create our own marketing firm, ad agency, whatever you want to call it, kind of in-house. And over time, we've been able to do that, which has been nice. Our management, they trust us too much sometimes because we're pretty spoiled. They let us do what we want as long as we deliver things on the timelines that they want. So,
well, and the one thing that helps was in the really kind of an endorsement when it comes to what you're doing there in Arizona with what you're doing with your products, is that Arise actually won 2 spots in the Best of Cannabis section of the New Times Best of Phoenix Edition, Best Sativa Flower, Best Wax. And for Arizona, pretty competitive market, and to be noticed in that distinction, you know, when it comes to particular, you know, the particular strain that you had was a Jenny Kush Best Sativa Flower, called Best as the Mary Poppin of Wheat Strains, practically perfect in every way, and has previously been awarded at the Cannabis Cup, 7 Cent Awards, and the Earl Cup at Best Wax. Lucid Blue Live Resin Sugar won for the company for Best Wax, a fantastic form of the stickiest of ickies. So those kind of distinctions just help out even further to put award-winning towards any of the product that you have right now and up forward. You know, it's almost as if where when you can just say what's best of Arizona, you know, you can get it where more people are going to be coming out of their way, coming into basically from California, Nevada, to come and find out what it's all about.
And the Arizona market, you know, has not been without its difficulties recently. I mean, normally we see a little bit of a pullback in the summer months when the snowbirds, as they call them, leave town, and, you know, there's just less folks in the state and people are out and about less because it gets so oppressively hot, right?
Right.
But getting into kind of the busier season in the fall and winter months out there, yeah, we're you know, hopeful that the awards influence consumers to try our products, and maybe some folks who hadn't tried us before will.
Well, let me ask you this now. When it comes to, from a marketing perspective, when you have those awards coming in, other companies, many companies would probably go ahead and say, okay, we can put a little more of a addition to the price. We can make our prices more of a premium because we can put that distinction forward. Is that something that your team would determine because of the accolades? Does that weigh into what you would price out the products for? Could that be something that you would consider? And do you think it's warranted?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think our sales team might be more inclined to try to like hold pricing with that in mind. But we're always, you know, we want to be sensitive to market dynamics, right? We want to be sensitive to, you know, basic supply and demand. So we'll look at what we're sitting on in terms of a specific strain or SKU. And, you know, if it's getting older or something like that, we might need to tear it down. Or if it was a lower testing batch, we might need to tear down the pricing. So I think the answer is, you know, yes, hopefully this can help us hold pricing on some of our signature strains that test really well, but we're also realists, right? So we let the market dictate what we need to be doing.
Now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Things I can look at. When it comes to marketing, it's just a matter of trying to get the product out to market and what you can do. And because of your work in B2B coming into the space, I would imagine SEO and maybe even affiliate marketing or and some of the areas of digital marketing you were looking at and you work on as well. And what's available to you now more than ever, because obviously we know that Twitter or X now is being much more usable to go ahead and market cannabis products. There's still obvious distinctions or issues when it comes to using any of the social media platforms. But when you look at the digital side of advertising, what is it you look at right now that what avenues have you had available that have been most efficient for you and that really have gotten the message out there best?
It's so important. I mean, I see my screen time numbers each week when my iPhone reminds me of how I spend way too much time on that thing. And, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time on their phone, right? So web ads, social ads, you know, are like critical for staying on folks' minds. In terms of the platforms, we use a variety of vendors. There's a few that, you know, we use more than others. Over the past 3 years, I would say we've kind of thrown a lot of things at the wall, right? Like it's such a new space in some ways, cannabis advertising, whereas like, you know, traditional advertising has been around a long time, but we're always kind of figuring out like what works best for cannabis, where we're compliant, where we're not compliant, which vendors, you know, are the most helpful for us. So it's always kind of a work in progress. But ones that we've really liked this year and have seen like good numbers, we like Surfside a lot, all of our programmatic through those guys. They've been great to work with. They also have their own kind of in-house studio team. So for certain things like resizing creative or making adjustments to things that our team has done, that can be real helpful. Philo is another vendor of ours we've had a relationship with for a while, and they do great work. We've been starting to run some ads on Instagram on Meta, which has been kind of fun. We have to like be very mindful of what we're advertising and what, you know, route we're taking and stuff so that it doesn't get taken down. But we've been able to sneak a few things by. That's a nice way to get a lot of impressions for not like a ton of cash. And, you know, we do billboards. We did some direct mailers for our dispensary in Phoenix that we really like. Yeah, we're always kind of doing different stuff. And it's always a learning experience.
Now, another thing I've been looking at from the New York Times, a couple weeks ago, they actually talked about the fact that cannabis is getting very upscale and chic. That it's almost like they feel like there's something wrong with the fact that, you know, cannabis marketing is pushing themselves away from the stigma, the old green lease stigma, if you will, the stoner stigma, and that we're kind of moving away from that altogether. And the other thing, too, is, you know, when you look at what is being done to promote products within the cannabis industry, where they're taking tactics from tobacco and alcohol industries about how to market the products and also making sure that there are even, you know, warnings that are included, embedded into the advertising as well. You know, it's the signs of a maturing market. What do you see right now about that idea that when you look at what marketing works best and what people will respond best to in a very crowded area of advertising and also very difficult to get people to go ahead and pay attention to advertising because nobody has an attention span anymore. What's the outside of the box thinking you're doing right now?
You know, we try not to overthink it too much. Tying back to what you mentioned earlier of just trying to maintain our own cannabis enthusiasm and enthusiasm for art and design, and also surrounding ourselves with like peers within our company that have that same enthusiasm. I mean, that's kind of the first barometer for us, right? Is like, are we excited about this? Do we feel like this advertisement or this copy line or whatever that we're working on feels fresh, feels artful, feels true to the brand? So to be honest with you, that's probably the first place we would start. I like that you called out the kind of chicness and that, you know, maybe certain brands are challenging themselves to like kind of transcend the stoner thing and the green leaf thing, right? That's something that we've tried to do for years, especially with our Arise brand, is incorporate maybe inspirations from like the fashion universe or inspirations from like beauty products and, you know, just kind of highbrow, elegant packaging choices we're always trying to think of. And then with other brands like our Days Off brand, which is kind of our economy value everyday brand, we do incorporate more of like a playful, maybe like stoner-esque voice at times, but we try to do it with a mix of like art and creativity and cleverness. Like we try not to rely too much on kind of the the played out stoner, you know, imagery and stereotypes and stuff.
Now, in other areas, when it comes to Arise, you are dealing with retailers that are also working through, is it Illinois, Arizona, and California, I believe. And what you're doing in terms of going advertising, obviously different diverse markets, different style cannabis-related markets for what they're doing. But, you know, there are some people that still feel like, as you were saying before, you know, if it's the more traditional, conventional solutions to go a stoner, stigma, relief, green and yellow, and just go with that. But then there are those that, what I think still works really well when it comes to advertising and marketing now is whatever you can geo-target, whatever you can kind of use with an algorithm so you can really identify products that will resonate best with your customers. And what's the best way to go and do that? Can you do it through social media, through a geo-targeting kind of spectrum, or if you can do it through SMS text messaging, or, you know, if there's other areas that people feel like from a local standpoint, you might be able to get more, you know, presence from, like, for instance, the award from Best New Times of Phoenix, Arizona, or saying local radio, I guess. Would that be other options? Like, is there anything for the traditional outlets that you feel like would still be, still have promise, local news? Do you still think there's as room for that? There's value to it that you've tried to do and has been effective for Arise?
You touched on radio. One of our longest advertising relationships at our two retails in Northern Illinois and in Rockford is our radio advertising vendor. We seems to work well in that area. There's still a lot of like radio listenership, folks driving in their car and stuff to work. Yeah, we're always thinking about like more kind of tried and true media channels, right? Versus trying new things. I mean, we run a lot of billboards. You know, it's always kind of a leap of faith running a billboard, right? Like everybody's like, oh, what's the ROI on the billboard? Have to have faith that it's going to build some awareness, your brand or your product that you're trying to highlight.
Basically, you just got to make sure that whatever location that you decided that is going to the most traffic, that hopefully you'll think that you'll get the most audience that will actually be able to go and see that. And they'll, that also, that billboard is also in good close proximity to wherever they need them to go, close to your facility. Kind of tough to get them to try to say, okay, we're a couple of exits away and putting out that billboard and having multiple to lead up to it, among other things. So let's go close things out real quick with the fact that Arise, once again, live resin, live rosin, vapes, again, the full spectrum hash, what we mentioned early on about how well it's done and how well it's sold, and pre-rolls and full spectrum hash drops. So the product has definitely been doing very well. Great packaging, very colorful, very modern, has a particular a real look to it. And it's amazing also that, you know, for 7 years you've been in the space here with Arise, Ryan, and, you know, there's never been any shortage of creativity or any shortage of, you know, interest in what you can do to continue to further expand and push the message out to customers.
Definitely do not take any of this for granted. I feel very fortunate to be in this industry, to have the freedom and flexibility that my team and I do, and to be surrounded by smart, talented, hardworking people. So as long as, you know, the grow keeps making our job easy by putting out quality product, and as long as management, you know, keeps giving us the thumbs up to try crazy new ideas and stuff, I hope to do this forever.
All right. Sounds good. Arise.com, Arize.com. And real quick, you know, if you can just tell people where they can go ahead and if they can get their hands on it, where should they go be looking for, what states, and, you know, what they should be looking for in particular that they should really like.
In Illinois, we have a relationship with every dispensary in the state. You can find our kind of flagship namesake brand, Arise. You can find our economy value brand, Days Off, our kind of heritage, more kind of heady craft cannabis with roots in Humboldt County, California brand up north, 93 Boys, which is a community-focused brand that we started with local rapper Vic Mensa out of Chicago. And we also produce all of Steezy's products in Illinois, and we're going to be launching Cookies products soon. We also produce for Fig Farm. So yeah, we have Arizona as well. You know, we've been around for a while out there and have won a lot of awards. More kind of a rise focused in Arizona as well as Days Off. And then California is the home of our Up North brand, as well as the first state that our Days Off brand launched, But we're also going to be launching Arise products in California. It looks like Q1 next year. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. So again, Ryan Thomas, head of marketing at Arise, ARIZ.com. Thank you for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out again.
It was a pleasure to speak with you again, Brasco. And thank you for the opportunity. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.